From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
This wonderful, marvelous Monday morning, February 22nd. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary to you. No one specific that I know of, but if you're listening and it's your day, we celebrate you today. What an incredible weekend. Oh my goodness, it was jam-packed full of all kinds of information. And it's interesting, I'm almost at my one-year mark here at Good Morning Salem on KSLM News Talk Radio. Almost 1 year. The 2nd of March will be my big one-year anniversary, and it was right before the big close down of the community. And, you know, there's something so amazing about being together, and there's something so amazing to connect with you, our listeners. It's such a gift. I can't get enough of it. And I want to say thanks to all of you that came out Friday night, Saturday to Chris Ann Hall, Sunday to the citizenship class at People's Church. It's so much fun to connect. And, you know, when I was looking at the show plan and how I wanted it, little catchphrases and things that I wanted accomplished through the mission of being on talk radio, because my background had been Christian radio, right? So I've walked in faith since I was a teenager, so it's easy for me to just talk Bible verses and all of that kind of stuff. And I thought, this is a different format. This is using my faith as an opportunity, and the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, to sound the alarm, to do the clarion call of why we need to be engaged and what we need to do. And I felt like this weekend was a culmination of the call that I received a year ago to be on the radio and to gather the information and to put it in a way, in bite-sized ways that you and I can consume it, that would motivate it, stir up our faith, get us, open up our eyes and get us engaged and get involved. And so it was like an amen weekend all weekend long. Or if you were at the seminar, something that Pastor Lou said that fires him up is when he hears from the crowd, "Shut up." And in the studio with me is Megan Marie. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in, friends. And thank you, Megan, for being here. What a great weekend.
It was amazing.
And one of the things that I've said early on is KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use, news that to encourage, to educate, to engage, and empower. And that's exactly what happened this last weekend.
It was huge.
And I was so stirred up. And it wasn't so much that I was like stirred up and angry, stirred up and upset.
Fired and ready to go.
Fired and ready to go. And one of the things Chris Ann talked about this weekend was gathering this information and then be activated to go do something.
Yep.
And create. And there was just like this rippling effect I could see in this awareness rising up within the people. And I remember having a conversation on Friday night, which I acknowledge some of you sitting in the audience, even some of you listening who didn't go today. It's like, oh, another her Ross, you know, meeting. And Terry and I talked about this, and I get that. You know, we don't need another, in a sense, rally right now to rally the troops. We're rallied. We're using their term, woke. We're ready to go do something. And we want to do it in a way that's effective.
Helpful.
And helpful. And what she really brought out, one of the points I brought out, and I want to talk with you, Megan, about this. One of the things that she brought out is that when there's tyranny, when there is non-consent, by the people,
you went
right?
There.
I did.
Yeah.
That it's not about civil disobedience anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is about non-compliance.
Control.
And that we need to peacefully non-comply. Mm-hmm. That we need to have ways to show in a peaceful manner. Because they're easily to try to do gotcha moments and make us look like we're just as bad as the protesters down in the middle of Portland or in Salem and some of those things. But really ways that we can almost be strategic in our way to show them that we're not going away. We're not stopping. You can't intimidate guide us. You can't drive us with fear. And we've got a lot going on right now. Right now, Megan, as we are talking right now, there is a committee meeting. It's at 8:11 right now, 8 o'clock this morning, and I got alerted through Oregon Faith and Freedom Foundation. In fact, they called me and said, or sent me a text, Jeff did, and said, hey, will you voice an activation call? Will you voice, and they sent out a relay out to have people give testimony, write their senators, even last night. Senate Bill 554 is in hearing right now in the judiciary. Now, the troubling thing about this and is that it's trying to make those that have concealed carry permits, those that have gone through the class, who've gone through the background check, jumped through all the hoops, right? Because really, we shouldn't, as Second Amendment, our right is to have a gun
to protect
and
yourself.
To protect ourselves, as we learned through the seminar, not only in the U.S. Constitution, but here in the Oregon Constitution. And yet they're saying that if you're caught in areas that are it's outlawed, it could even possibly be a felony. And this huge frontal assault. I mean, they're not even tiptoeing around the edges anymore.
No, it's a blatant attack.
A blatant attack. And so, friends, I want to encourage you, the best summary I have watched online, and that Senator Kim Thatcher has a good summary. You can actually watch that this morning and get engaged. And I know that means you have to switch from the radio and go and do that, but it's of that it's that important in my mind.
That is
mind.
Important. That is very important.
So go to the OregonFaithandFreedom.org, and they give you kind of instructions on how to link up to that. That's going on this morning. Then we still have, and Megan, I know you talked about this because your kids' dad still is without
electricity.
Terry and I, we still do not have electricity. And friends, we live in town. This is not like we're out in the country and trees fell down and it's going to take weeks, which we know people like that out in the Almsville area, Staten area, even the Malala area. And they're stating that it could be, you know, here in town, eight or nine more days. And here's the interesting part. And praise the Lord. I'm just going to shout right now from the mountaintops that we have wonderful friends who've opened up their homes. We've only had to stay a couple nights in our cold, cold 40-degree house. We have friends that have opened up their homes, and I'm very, very thankful for that. But there are people that don't have those options.
Yeah, there's a lot of people right
and
now.
And I'm concerned about the elderly. And yes, we have warming shelters and things, but it's like in this day and age,
you don't want to be displaced like that, and it's not safe.
It's tough. And then on top of that, the news this morning talked about there's a 5.1 magnitude earthquake recorded off the Oregon coast. So that happened on the 20th of February. And so that's something that's going on. I mean, there was a really tough cyclist crash last night on Lancaster Drive. A cyclist and a car collided together. They're looking for more details on it. It was by Durban Avenue and Southeast Mart Avenue. And so they don't have a lot of details. But certainly when those things happen, we need to ramp up the prayers, because that's affecting our community. The other thing that's happening in the headlines that you might want to look for, and we're just going to kind of browse over them a little bit, is that schools are you can start having contact sports activities again, and that officially takes place starting today. And so full contact sports were prohibited until recently by Governor Brown. And so parents, I know, have been really excited, and I know that the mental health aspect of not having these kids do these activities is huge. And as adults, it's been huge for us, not being able to go to the gym, you know, those kinds of things, but getting those opportunities for kids to get back engaged. And then I want to also say that applications are now open, $150 million in Oregon for Landlord Relief Fund. Now, let's talk about this a little bit, because here in Oregon and across the nation, there has been an effort to help families that are impacted by losing their jobs, COVID, all of that. They have not had to or been required to pay their rent. Also, businesses have not had to or been required.
I
know, so have I. And there's been a lot of people that really don't have it. So there is some relief. Then there are people that have it and haven't paid because they don't have to. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That bill is coming. And there's also a moratorium where they can't kick you out. But starting, I believe, March or April, unless they kick that can down the road, They can start imposing.
You're still going to owe all that money. Why would you do that to
all
yourself?
That money.
Unless you didn't have a choice. There's a lot of people that did not have a choice.
Right.
I sympathize with that. But the people that are, you know, the welfare ones that are just sitting there not paying their bills, it adds up, sweetheart.
Well, and the reality that's happening is these landlords, the people that put their risk, who
they're
built the buildings. Well, they have their bills due. So we're hearing stories because we're a part of, we have like a Facebook group. We do, we have some rentals in another state. And so we're a part of this group. We're hearing these landlords. It's like an act of God to get non-compliant renters out of these places. And they're ruining the properties. So these landlords need some relief. Now, so there's money, friends, for relief, and it's through the Oregon legislature.
And that's for the owners of the property?
And owners, landlord relief fund. And when we talk a little bit more about Chris Ann Hall, I'm going to throw this out to us to discuss this a little bit, because she brought some things up that I thought were interesting for a perspective. Like, do we want the relief from the government?
Yes, that was huge. That was really good.
So we've kind of done a round robin. Oh, there's one more, and this will hit as a mama bear that you are, and the mama bear and grandma mama bear that I am. This is something, too, that you might have heard in the headline. Salem man charged with sexual abuse of four children.
Yeah, I did. My kids are no longer in the Salem Kaiser Public School. I'm done.
Yep, and this was a gentleman who... whose wife actually had a child care center.
Yes.
And he is Luis Fernando de Rio Jr., 35, charged with 6 counts of first-degree sexual abuse and 4 counts of first-degree sodomy. He was arraigned in Marion County Courts. His bail set at $500,000. And anytime that this is exposed, anytime we can get these bad guys... rounded up and away from society and our children,
help.
The better, and get the victims and get assistance. And I think there's an ongoing effort. And I know in this area, in the Pacific Northwest, I have lots of friends who are in the recovery, helping people who have been victims of abuse, victims of sexual abuse, victims of sex trafficking, all of that. And we're going to have, I think next month, someone on the air talking a little bit more about that and how to help people. But this is something that we do need to talk about.
Yeah,
this is a bad part of what's going on. And even though I'm Pollyanna and want to keep talking about positive things.
Oh, it's what they shove under the rug, though, and it needs to be dealt
with. This is happening right here, Mary. County, and, and hats off to those who are rounding up these individuals and
it's
getting
nice
them
to see them
justice.
Focusing on something like that again instead of focusing on the things that don't need to be handled.
Exactly. So in the we've got about a minute left before we go to break, and Megan, I want to. Is there one thing that you can't? I know that's hard to say, but what's the first thing that you came away from Chris Ann Hall with?
Jeez, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have way more rights than what they've been showing us.
Oh.
They are wrong, and I don't think it's going to keep going over well with us. I think the more informed that people get, I'm going to just scream it to the rooftop as much as I can about what I learned from her, and the more people that hear what we heard, it'll be peaceful, but we're going to stand up.
Yeah, I agree, and there's some opportunities for us to get engaged in that process as we move forward over the next few weeks. I'm excited to see how these things are going to play out and
Very
how we're going to
so.
Get organized, and we encourage you to stay tuned, friends, to stay connected. Do what you can do. And in fact, even the citizenship class that meets is open still. Even though we had the first week, it was like an intro week. They're going to expand the room and take more people. And the more we can get engaged, the more we can get the education, we can be effective in how we apply that to our day-to-day lives. We're coming up after this break with more conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann and Megan Marie hanging out today. We'll be back. About the spring weather right around the corner. When we look at the weather forecast, it's 48 degrees right now, and we'll see rain. It'll get maybe up to 52, down to 38 tonight. And tomorrow, rain expected. Wednesday, temperatures remaining in the 40s, high 40s, lower 50s. But I know baseball season's coming, and I'm so excited, you guys. Worked out a deal with the Volcano Stadium and Mickey and the crew over there that we're going to be able to give some tickets away on the air to go and enjoy baseball together, and I'm really thrilled about that. And so there's lots of things going on behind the scenes, and one of the things is another development I'm really excited about. I kind of talked about it a little bit last week. This Thursday and Friday, I'm going to have the opportunity to broadcast from CPAC. And this year, CPAC is not in D.C. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida. And we just got word that on Sunday, President Trump is going to be there.
I'm so
and
jealous.
I'm so excited to even be in that same area where he's going to be, and and to be able to listen to him directly and all of that is going to be pretty incredible. And so CPAC is like a meeting of, and it has been for years, the years and years that I worked in pro-life work and grassroots advocacy and things around issues of protecting life and liberty. I've always known about CPAC and how everybody goes together and great strategy happens, and the up-and-coming, you know, newly elected individuals would go, and the prospect. And I know there's some Oregonians that are going to go. Amy Ryan Corse is going. I know Suzanne Gallagher, some other folks are going. It's going to be a wonderful time of networking next year. Put it on your calendar for next year, Megan, because it is really an opportunity. And to be a part of the broadcast
row, yes.
I get to talk and be on radio. So we'll be broadcasting, Lord willing, Thursday and Friday at our normal 8 a.m. show. Plus, I'll be doing some stuff on Facebook Live on Facebook. I'll be trying to capture interviews so we can bring them back and share with all of you. So I appreciate your prayers as we travel and that all the technical stuff works, and just the neat thing, the nuggets, the wisdom, the encouragement that we're going to get next weekend by being there. And so with that, I'm reminded, last week we lost a great broadcaster. We lost Rush Limbaugh. And I had an opportunity, because I wasn't staying at home, I was with our friends, I had an opportunity to watch the special that Mark Levin did on Rush Limbaugh. And I was reminded of something, of how important it is that we are connected, that we do what we can do to understand and learn why we have liberty, why as Americans, why our Constitution, why this freedom to assemble. We need to know our stuff. We need to really have that baseline education so that when we are interacting with our family members, our coworkers, and the general population, that we give a reason for why we believe what we believe and know what we know. And when we can back it up with facts and do it in an honorable way, not in a mean,
you can
fighting.
Influence people.
You can influence people. So when we talk about, Megan, when we talk about the seminar that we went to, and right before the break, you said realizing that we have more rights than we realize we have. That's an aha moment, isn't it?
It was a very aha moment. And of course, on a lot of it, I've known I had rights, but again, nothing to back it up. I didn't have the information behind it. So with what she gave us this weekend, that was very powerful. Mm-hmm. And for us to be able to use our time that we have to speak to influence others, I'm very, very curious to see what we can do with this.
Well, I'm curious, listeners and friends this morning, and one of the things she threw out immediately.
Is that the Oregon one?
This is actually the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. And I don't know if you knew this or not, friends, but Hillsdale College will give you a free complimentary copy. You can go to hillsdale.edu. If you don't have a copy of the Constitution for yourself, a pocket Constitution, and then the Declaration of Independence. And the neat thing is it also has the amendments of the Constitution. And one of the things that she talked about, and she really challenges, she says, I like to do this in all of my seminars, is really talk about what's in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. It was first for a reason. Mm-hmm. What does the First Amendment protect? Now, you and I know, friends, that, you know, the freedom of speech. We hear that all the time. Freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. But what else is in there?
It's not just the freedom of speech.
There's a lot of things. And what's incredibly for me, is that how many in the room are like all looking at each other like, we should know this. Like, we know the Bible verse. Yes.
My favorite one out of it was the right to assemble. That's, as soon as she said that, I was, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. And here's something interesting. So she said that from Saturday, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at the Biblical Citizenship class, which is phenomenal, David Barton with the Wall Builders, and he's the historian that talks about our Christian heritage of this nation. He teamed up with Rick Green, who used to be serve as a representative, and Rick Green's actually teaching the class, and it's amazing. Kirk Cameron then came on yesterday's kind of pre-class or, you know, introduction and talked about his story, because he has a movie out that came out in 2011 called Monumental, and it talks about our heritage and the pilgrims coming over and why and the what they had left and how they prepared to even come to America. Wow. Powerful history. Wow. And Chrisanne really hit that we don't know our history.
Not at all.
And this is why it's so important that we do not let them rewrite our history, mm-hmm. because we need to go. And she says, don't read the books of people talking about what the Founding Father says. Go directly to what they
wrote.
Say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so yesterday, what they were talking about at this biblical citizenship class and why it's so important that we are called. We're not to stay outside of politics. We need to engage in our culture. We need to be involved, people of faith. They talked about oftentimes when Jesus was addressing Peter, when Peter, he asked Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter had this revelation, you're the Christ, you're the Messiah, you know, and he's like, Peter, correct. That does not come from just your general knowledge. That comes from your spirit, the Spirit of God. And on you, I will build, you know, my church. Well, I've known that. You look at the different versions, my church, I will build on this rock, I will build my church. But actually, when you look at the origin of that word, it's assembly.
That's amazing.
It's assembly.
That's amazing.
And that we need to assemble together. Oh my gosh, I got the chills
I
now.
I do too, actually, because I just put
that.
Two and two together on something, but yeah.
So when you come together, and it says here in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, and we'll talk a little bit about that, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble, to assemble, and to petition
the government for a redress
of
yes.
grievances.
Yes.
We're going to break this down as we get into the next segment, friends. Don't go anywhere. It's going to get even
exciting.
Better and exciting. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Megan Marie hanging out with me as my co-host this morning. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be back after this. Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. Want to remind you that you can go to our website, KSLM.news, grab the podcast links from the podcast, and you can share them on your social media. You can listen to them again, pause, stop, you know, take notes. It's fun to be able to go back and tune in if you're going to be traveling, or some people don't even have access to the internet, or it's real spotty because of the cell towers and the internet outage. But we'll continue to put the information. I just put a link to the Oregon Constitution on our Facebook page. Now, I don't know that they make little booklets. Maybe if you could get into the Capitol gift shop. Sometimes I know in South Dakota, you could get a South Dakota Constitution by going to the gift shop. But I just brought the link up, and it's like 90 pages, I think, is the actual document. Just put it up on the link on the Facebook page. So it's important that we understand what these founding documents are. So that we can know what our rights are, and our founding fathers, and when they even founded, we just had a birthday here in Oregon, and when they founded our state, this is our operational documents. And then when they take an oath in office, whether it be our state legislators, our governor, our constitutional people in the constitutional offices, they take oaths of office. Now, that's based on our U.S. Constitution, and it's important that we as constituents, as the people they're representing, be aware of what they're agreeing to, so that when they violate that, we can point that out.
When
right?
she brought up the cops too, and how they have the right, when what they actually are supposed to be withholding is the Constitution to us, the people. That mm-hmm. is what they are supposed to be withholding, not the government and her mm-hmm. local things that she's doing. So right. that was really interesting too.
Right, and that's the important. The sheriffs, she talked about, the sheriffs are constitutional appointed. They actually can keep like FDA and yes. some of these federal regulatory type agencies that come in, and it was very eye-opening. And we were talking in the last segment about the First Amendment and her challenge to really get to know what it is our rights are, and based on the founding fathers. What I love about the Liberty First University that she has now made available to us to participate in, if you go to Chris Ann Hall, and it's KrisAnneHall.com, Liberty First University, where she teaches you online about the U.S. Constitution. Now, we also have the Biblical Citizenship class that's meeting at People's Church 11:30 on every Sunday for the next several weeks. And what I love about what's happening and how we're learning is we're understanding that the faith and the Christian values that founded this country is why we have the virtue and the morality and the history to want people to live free. Mm-hmm. And it's not freedom from religion, it's freedom of religion, and that freedom includes, and I love how she underlined this, and I know you had kids and you had to come and go yeah. during the seminar, but she said that means freedom of religion means that freedom to believe or not to believe.
Right.
And of mm-hmm. any religion, we want that liberty, because they had understood the persecution. And she even highlighted the fact, which it was like, okay, guys, get ready for some shaking up in your thinking and your Christianese thinking. She said even the right, you know, the early founders wanted to create a religion, and the separation of church and state thing really is, we don't want the state telling us what we're to believe yeah, or not to believe.
Because then they can tell you, if they tell you right now that this is banned, what are they going to tell you in a year from now is mm-hmm. banned? What you believe could easily be banned as well. You don't want them to have control over what you believe.
And there's a couple hot spots she hit on that I don't know if it resonated with anybody else, and you're certainly welcome to call in today if you were there and it resonated with you, or if there's something we haven't covered that really resonated. 503-589-1220. But she said when we create laws like the Defense of Marriage Act,
yes,
that's yes. fine if who is leading your country resonate and line up with your values. But when we vote in folks that don't then they can use that as a weapon. They can yep. weaponize us yep. it against us, and that we need to be very aware of that.
And you give them that control.
Mm-hmm. And so our opportunity to assemble, our freedom of speech, the freedom of press.
Oh, I'm so excited right now.
All of that, right?
Yes.
And the ability for us to practice this without, as individuals, without the threat and the control of the government. And all throughout that day, you and I were like looking at each other, just, like hitting each other,
yes.
like, oh my gosh, we're living in under a tyrant mm-hmm. here in Oregon. And this
America's
this,
under attack.
America and our values, and it's so much more. And at the very end, it was very powerful. She's like, I'm doing this for my children, my mm-hmm. son. And the you know, it's we if we don't do it now, and it's kind of like what they've said about war. If we don't go and fight it on someone else's soil, we're going to be fighting it on our own. And some of our founding fathers who said that if America falls, it's not going to be because of a threat of someone coming from the outside in.
It's going to be from inside the house.
Inside out. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about some of the other things that really spoke to you about the seminar.
You know what? Mainly the history to it. There was a lot of it I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, of course, the Constitution is pretty much something that we're all aware of, but the founding fathers behind it, I wasn't aware of. Some of the members that were involved the religion to it is something new to me. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, still mm-hmm. addressing that. The whole entire class, I'm really excited for the business portion mm-hmm. of how she can get people to stand up. The mom and pop not being mm-hmm. able to be open, but Walmart's being able to be open, how that hasn't opened people's eyes and why they aren't paying attention to that. Walmart is obviously going to be more of an infestation for any type of infection that would be in there than a small-time store would, so why can't they be open? Everything is who has been bought right now.
Right.
If you don't have somebody in your pocket or you're not in somebody's pocket, you can't be open right now.
Well, and I'm going to talk, I want to have JC, her husband, on the show too, because he talked about socialism and the Marxism mm-hmm. and all of that, and that there's this general perception by the public that it's just a redistribution of wealth. Well, it is to some extent, but it's not that the average Joe is going to get equal to the neighbor who has worked hard. It's more about the redistribution to those already wealthy, and the elitists will have more control.
That was the other thing mm-hmm. was that he talked about, is why do we see these famous people supporting these movements? It's mm-hmm. why are they doing that? It's the wealthy supporting mm-hmm. these
it's
movements.
More power.
Yes.
It's giving them more power. And so that whole class was just eye-opening and awareness. And so I encourage folks to get plugged in. And the other thing that really hit with me is the realization that the power of the states, and I've been talking about our state's sovereignty, our state, you know, against the federal government. So when you have, you know, our state here is kind of like, now that the Biden administration's in, they're like singing, yay, this is what we want, right?
Yeah.
And the Green New Deal and all that. How's that working in Texas?
It's not. You know? It's devastating. And it's absolutely devastating.
It's crazy. And we can spend 2 hours talking about that today. We won't go there quite. But what when you have a state like South Dakota or even North Dakota, and they're fighting against even the shutdown of the XL pipeline, and their legislatures are starting to buck up and say, this is how we're going to do it. This is what we're doing. There is a big movement. And I've got a really good girlfriend down, and she's in Florida right now. I hope to connect with her. But she's been for years gathering convention of states, gathering the states together, wanting to have declarations and resolutions that we, the states, hold the power, the federal government.
And that's beautiful.
When we talk about redress against our government of grievances, I think the hardest part about what we've gone through this last year in Oregon is it's been executive order after executive order, and there has not been any opportunity except for protests or rallies to redress the government. It's been so pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we've got a bill right now in committee in the Oregon State House that's been shut off to the public. You have a process where you can testify on that bill online, and we have a large percentage still of Oregonians that don't even have power, let alone cell service or internet. So they don't even know, or access to the mm-hmm. media to even know that this is going on.
Yeah.
And they're in their little, their homes, and they're, you know, doing the best that they can. And each of us have a right to protect.
Well, that's, they're being sneaky. They've been sneaky this whole year.
Yes.
They've done it intentionally.
And it's been a buildup. Mm-hmm. When we look back, we can see how this has been like a frog in boiling water over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now we're like, okay, what can we do about it?
Yeah. Now that we're upset.
But
a lot of people need to take classes like this, because we've had our point where we've stood up and we've expressed that we're upset. Now it's time to do something about mm-hmm. it. It's time to stop it. We can't allow it.
Well, and you and I both have been, you've helped organize rallies and we've been involved in Open Up Oregon, Say No to the Mask, things like that, you know, that early on,
mm-hmm.
but we're beyond that now.
Yeah, we are.
And we've got to be active, and we got to do things. And we have a crisis right now going mm-hmm. on in our community. Homelessness is up. We've got families displaced, not only by the fire, but now the electricity going out. And there's a group of citizens putting together an outreach this coming Saturday, right? And I'm not sure what it's called, Megan. What's it called this Saturday that's coming together?
Mm-hmm. It's actually a free speech celebration, but it's mm-hmm. the freedoms of everything. It's our freedoms of religion, our freedom to gather, education, the ability to make our own health choices, gun rights, speech, everything. It's literally a celebration. It's in mm-hmm. there. It's a barbecue. We're wanting everyone to just come together and stand together, for one, because we have the right to. We're ready for the schools to open, the churches to open, for people to not be able to tell me that I have to put on a mask. It's mm-hmm. time for us to be able to come together and have fun and not rally per se, but build each other, mm-hmm. inform each other. It would be really cool to have people going around and talking about what we learned in this mm-hmm. class, or, you know, the kids book that we got or I got. I want to go around and teach the kids that. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. So this Saturday at February 27th at 1 p.m., World War II Memorial is a freedom of speech celebration. Families are going to be there. We really want all the kids to come out, the churches to come out. There's going to be some awesome speakers going on. There is going to be food, and just really, really want to see everyone out there helping each other, teaching each other.
And that's here in Salem. Where is that
The memorial? World War II Memorial is next to the state capitol downtown.
Okay, great.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yes.
On Saturday the 27th.
Yes.
Okay, and so you'll get me those details. We'll put it
absolutely.
Up on our Facebook
yes.
and let you know that there's an opportunity. And again, being connected, being visible is so very important.
Well, I want to challenge people too. If you can come to this event, if you have something to say, please come and try to speak. Or if you have information that you want to come and teach people that would be beneficial, please do bring it mm-hmm. and come and help us.
And again, being present, being aware, being connected. And the beautiful thing that I love, we did the Freedom Celebration a couple weeks ago, and then having this training this next weekend, it's almost like relieved. We can see one another. I'm mm-hmm. not in this alone.
We need
We're
this.
Together. It's
yes.
so, so very important. February 27th, 1 p.m., World War II Memorial next to the Capitol. Be there, my friends. We'll be back after this. Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. If you have anything you're thinking about selling, you want to buy, all of that good stuff, get a hold of Dave and Paige Smith, 503-939-7099. And as we are in our last segment of the morning, I've got Megan Marie with me. And Megan, you know, we haven't really talked much about since the last time you were in the studio, which was last year.
Wow.
there's a lot that's happened in your life, and I don't know how personal, we don't have a lot of time you want to get, but you certainly are walking out being bold and courageous. You're certainly walking out doing the right thing. And I'm curious, what motivates you to do this?
My kids. Mm-hmm. I didn't always, oh no, I got the goosebumps. I didn't always make the greatest decisions. And so I came at a point, very personal. Mm-hmm. I came to a point where I just wanted to do the right thing. I needed to leave them with a world and with an image that they could follow, something mm-hmm. that they could be proud of, something that they could remember, and something that I could be proud of. So doing the right thing, period, the end. Whether it's the easy thing or not, because this has not been the easy thing for a lot of us. It's definitely been the hard road, and we've lost a lot this year, but it is the right thing to do. So anything that I do, I try to make the decision, is this what's right? Does this sit well with me? Am mm-hmm. I capable of pulling this off, or am I going to be able to look myself in the mirror? And that's what this whole entire movement is about. And I think that more so right now, we need the unity of people seeing of doing the right thing. That bicyclist that was hit last night, I don't understand how that person could just keep going. And I want to bring doing the right thing back to Oregon, to America, to everywhere for our children. I want our kids to be able to be proud of the world that we left them. Because right now, to be honest, I'm terrified. We're leaving them with pedophilia and doing the wrong thing completely all around the world. And that's really scary as a mother of both my boys and my daughter. So just doing the right thing.
Well, and we know we're all created with a conscience, whether we follow that or not. We know we should know what virtue is.
To.
And if we don't, we need to get on the bandwagon and become a mover and shaker and teach others as to why it's important
when
to do the right thing.
When if you think about it, we know these things because of what was taught to us in our founding fathers. That mm-hmm. was what we have been taught is acceptable and okay and what's right. Our children right now are being showed something completely different. So if mm-hmm. we don't fix that, they they aren't going to have what we had. They're not going to have the freedoms. They're not going to have the beautiful part of America that we had.
Well, and the one thing that they talked about was that the difference between why freedom and liberty go together.
Yeah.
Freedom, when we talk about freedom, it's not the freedom to do whatever you want, mm-hmm. wherever you want, to whoever you want, however you want. No, liberty brings in the virtue and the morality side
Correct.
Of it. Freedom
they go
and
side
liberty,
by side.
They go side by side. And with liberty, we know that we have a right to protect ourselves. We have the right to do these things within a moral code, within mm-hmm. virtue, within truth, you know, and we want to look out for our neighbor. We want to do those things to protect ourselves, but also to protect other people.
Yeah.
And that concept of, you know, I won't mess with your stuff, you don't mess with mine, you know.
Yeah.
And
I should be able to leave my lawnmower mm-hmm. on my back porch. Yeah.
It shouldn't. And I've been in communities where people don't lock their doors.
Yeah.
They don't
lock
your
door.
Yeah, you don't lock your doors, your front door. You don't lock your cars. You leave the keys in the car. I've been in those communities and it just blows my mind because the neighbors are looking out for one another mm-hmm. and they've got
it's
each
great.
Other's backs, and we need to get back to that community.
Make America good again.
Yes.
Make America good again. That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Make an Oregon good again.
Yeah.
How about Marion County?
Yeah, well, yeah, I got to start right here and
mm-hmm.
build.
And this is, Salem was designed when they came over, the circuit riders came over to share their faith. You know, the whole idea is Salem means peace. Let's get back to that place of shalom,
that.
Peace, where we're a refuge city, where people come to get healing and help, and that we can leave our front door open. Can you imagine a
Again,
community?
Again, something to be proud of.
What a gift to our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah.
And it is worth fighting for. And I don't even like the word fight anymore because they've disturbed that, right? It's worth standing for.
The battle.
It's worth championing these issues of life and liberty and freedom. And when we live free, free of fear, intimidation, free of being bullied, when we stand, all we have to do is keep standing. The battle is raging. We stand in that place of peace. They can't touch us.
Yeah. Don't let them bend
you. It's a powerful strategy. And how do we get that peace? By having knowledge, by being prepared, right, in
yeah.
battle. And I always say, why is a serpent gentle as doves? When you have that resolve within you and you can be peace-filled, peace canoes out of you in a way that when they try to push your buttons,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't move
mm-hmm.
you. And then they're dumbfounded. They don't
yeah.
know what to do because that was all, they had their eggs in that basket,
yeah.
right? And so we need to get to that place. And how we do that is continue to assemble, continue to go to these opportunities.
Celebrations.
Bring people that you know. Help stand and be visible.
Teach.
Mm-hmm. Get engaged in the process. And it's interesting because I watch you with your children and I'm blessed the times I've been with you and what an influence. You're a little bit older than my kids. I could probably be your mama if I would have started in my teens, but I have this impression upon me because my kids are in another state right now, my grandkids, that you have such an ability to change a generation.
I want to, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to.
Yep. And I applaud your efforts, and we certainly keep you in our thoughts and prayers as you continue to stand. You're not standing alone.
No.
You've got a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You've experienced that,
mm-hmm.
haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. So when you look forward to this next weekend, what are you hoping to accomplish?
I want to look around and see people smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look around and see families together having a good time. I want to see the aha moments in people's faces that
mm-hmm.
I had this weekend. I want people to be able to believe again. And whether that be believe in their religion, believe in this movement, believe in whatever it is, I just want people to have the hope right
mm-hmm.
now because it's really dark in every aspect. And I want people to see that this is worth you say the word, you know, fighting,
mm-hmm.
but fighting for and to stand together. I just
mm-hmm.
want to look around and see everybody having a good time. That's
yes.
all I want.
Yes, and it starts with someone saying, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Will you sign up to be an elected official? Will you follow that, friends? Will you say yes to being on the school board? Will you say yes to being on the water board? Start where you can. Will you say yes to going to a class and then maybe holding a class in your own home? You know, all of these things make a difference. And when we have an activation of, you know, 300-400 of us all
yeah.
doing similar things in our circle of influence, we can change Oregon.
Oh, absolutely.
We can make a difference. And one of my prayers is I'm trying to imagine the most opposing person in my life. The most opposing person that I may not even know to the message who for whatever reason has extreme hate towards me.
And you gotta convince
them. Imagine them having their aha moment in realizing where their ways are wrong, mm-hmm. and having the light turn on where there's a repentant heart, and then they join the movement. That to me would be the ultimate
goal. Yeah, I want
people
to see the good in the movement. Mm-hmm. I want them to see the truth, not what the media has portrayed it as.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, I'm so proud of you,
Megan,
for what you're doing. And you know, I'm game on. I'm all in, and keep you in my prayers.
You better have fun in Florida.
Family. And I'll be supporting you from afar
in
Florida, in the sun, talking with folks, telling the Oregon story. I want the nation not to forget about Oregon. I know.
Let's save Oregon.
Mm-hmm, that I want to say, no, there is hope, and we need reinforcement in Oregon. Come send your help, your encouragement. Come and teach our people. We're hungry. We're ready. We're willing to do the work. Just come and support us. And that's why I'm going to CPAC.
So proud of you.
To share with other conservative leaders across the nation of the Oregon story, and how we are not we're not forgotten or forsaken at all. Thank you, Megan. Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Friends, I want to remind you, this will be saved up on the website as a podcast. You can share it with your friends and family. Have a fantastic day. Tomorrow, we're going to have Mayor Bennett in the studio. We'll ask him what's going on here in Salem. Have a great day.